On Sunday, January 12th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl will feature Chairman and CEO of Tenacious Records, composer, arranger, producer, drummer, multi-instrumentalist, and actor, Alphonse Mouzon. Join us as we discuss Alphonse Mouzon's career, being a proud father, and being courted by Miles Davis. That's Sunday, January 12th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
Sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. Oh, boy. Tonight's guest is Alphonse Mouzon. However, I'd like to play something before that in honor of Amidi Baraka, who transitioned last Thursday at 79 in Newark, his home, Newark, New Jersey. Stay tuned for Sugar in My Bowl and everything else that's coming up next.
I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar. My
black women, fail, they act. Stop them reigning. They are so beautiful, we want them with us. Stop them reigning. Beautiful, stop reigning. They fail. We fail them, and their lips stick out perpetually at our weakness. Reigning, stop them. Black queens, Ruby Dee weeps at the window, reigning, being lost in her life, being what we all will be, sentimental, bitter, frustrated, deprived of her fullest life. Beautiful black women, it is still raining in this terrible land. We need you. We flex our muscles, turn to stare at our tormentor. We need you. Raining. We need you raining, black queen. This terrible black ladies wander. Ruby Dee weeps. The window raining, she calls, and her voice is left to hurt us slowly. It hangs against the same wet glass, her sadness and age, and the trip, and the lost heat, and the gray cold buildings of our entrapment. Ladies, women, we need you. We are still trapped and weak, but we build and grow heavy with our knowledge. Women, come to us. Help us get back what was always ours. Help us, women. Where are you, women? Where and who and where and who? And will you help us? Will you open your body souls? Will you lift me up, mother? Will you let me help you, daughter? Wife, lover, will you?
And that was Soul and Madness, Black and Beautiful. Miri Baraka was the spoken word artist, / Leroy Jones. He was born Leroy Jones, and it's just hard to even accept him not being around. I think I'm going to play something else because I have a little something that I have to do here. And, we could use a little unity. Stay tuned.
Night.
Yes, you are indeed listening to Sugar in My Bowl. We listened to two selections from Black and Beautiful, Soul and Madness, featuring Amidi Baraka on vocals, spoken word, specifically. Yusef Iman on bass, Gilbert Monk on baritone, Irene Eternal, the second tenor, Leonard Cathcart, the first tenor, or actually, I guess, I don't know what his, he's just tenor on this recording, and Freddie Johnson on lead and tenor. And this is a Sunboy reissue, Sunboy Records reissue. And it features, as I mentioned, Amamu Amidi Baraka, who transitioned. I'm playing Blues in Orbit in the background. Actually, let me backtrack. What you heard before, what you're hearing right now, was Unity. And before that, we opened the program after our theme, Nina Simone, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, with Beautiful Black Women, which I dedicate to Amiri's wife, Amina Baraka. And what we're listening to right now is the title cut, Blues in Orbit, which features our sugar guest, Howard Johnson, and our present guest, Alphonse Mouzon. Howard Johnson was part of the Winter Jazz Festival. And we got to hear Gravity live, his group, Tuba Group Gravity, which also features one of my favorites, Joe Daly, on tuba. And all these other folks who I don't have their names right now, because anyway, I didn't expect to say this. But let's listen to this while we get ready for Alphonse Mouzon. Alphonse Mouzon is also on this recording, of course. He is playing drums. On other cuts, Elvin Jones is, but this is specifically an Alphonse Mouzon on drums. Stay tuned. This is Sugar in My Bowl. My name is Joyce Jones. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to get it done. Let's see if I can find another one of these records. Because he recorded at least three. No. Okay, let's hear a little bit of this. He said three. Let's see. No, he has two. Okay. Well, let's do this. We'll hear what we're supposed to be hearing, the actual program. This is indeed WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. I'd also like to thank WKCR for presenting a special during its Jazz Profiles. It also featured some WBAI sound, WBAI / Pacifica sound with Amiri, which is apparently available. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My name's Joyce Jones, and I am on the phone with
Alphonse Mouzon.
Alphonse Mouzon, thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl.
It's my pleasure.
And Alphonse Mouzon, for those who have been under a rock or something, is, in addition to being like the drummer extraordinaire, is the chairman and CEO of Tenacious Records. He's a composer, arranger, producer, multi-instrumentalist, and actor. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
So you were born in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, yeah.
And
I just spent Thanksgiving there.
So how was it growing up musically in South Carolina for you?
It was great. I didn't come from a musical family, but I started playing the drums 4 years old, five. I guess I was a nervous kid and liked to hit, you know, so I was beating on things.
Oh, gosh.
It was my little sister. I was beating on things, so that's what led to the drums, you know.
Oh, gosh. Your sister's okay, right?
Yeah, she's fine. Three years younger than me, yeah.
Okay. So where did you first start playing?
Just playing at my house on my porch. Actually, I used to get money, get paid. So I was doing gigs when I was like 6, 7 years old.
Wow.
You know, make my own drums, handmade, you know, from boxes and cans. And I would tap dance, too.
I
could dance when I was tap dancing and playing my drums. And people would throw nickels and dimes, you know. Never quarters, but always nickels and, you know, pennies and dimes, you know. But when I was in high school, I was playing professionally. My high school director's band.
Is that Charles Garner?
No, Charles Garner left for the Army, and he was with the band, Lonnie Hamilton, a saxophone player, band director. So Charles had given me some lessons, showed me the drum kit, because I was going to be taking his place. And he went in the Army, and I took over playing in the band with the grown-ups, you know.
Uh-huh.
I got the equal pay, same pay.
Wow.
I was 14.
Wait a minute. How old were you when you left? Because it says you graduated from high school and then went
to New York. Yeah, I graduated from high school when I was 17.
Oh, okay. You were in the Pit Orchestra?
Yeah, Promises, Promises.
Wow.
I was 19.
My goodness.
In New York.
How did you wind up with that? How did they hear of you?
When I left Charleston at 17. When I turned 18 that year, I was fortunate. I moved in with my aunt and cousin. And after 2 weeks, I wanted to have my independence. I wanted to be autonomous. And I would tell people, I didn't move far. I moved like 300 feet down from them and got my own little flat. Well, just one room, actually. $12 a week.
Wow.
Bathroom and kitchen privileges above me on the second floor. And that was cool because upstairs there were Jamaicans. So I heard all reggae music. I got exposed to that for the first time. That's why I know how to play it, like a native, you know. And so, but after moving there, and the next morning, I heard a big band playing right across the street. We were in the basement. It was the Ross Carnegie, black guy, African-American, owned the building, a businessman who would have four different orchestras under his name. And he was an organ player. He would get different organ players to cover him. So that way he can make all the gigs. And his band was Duke Ellington members when they weren't working Count Basie. I played with everybody, George Coleman.
Wow.
Gloria Coleman on organ, you know, Larry Young on organ.
Wow.
I went across the street. I had drumsticks, but I don't drums, you know. I left the drums in my apartment. I knocked on the door of the basement, introduced myself, and they invited me in. And the guy asked me to sit down and play. And I got on the drummer's drum and played a groove with him. And he loved it, you know, that little chicken chuckle groove I do from South Carolina, you know. and then locked right in with the organ. He said, you hired as a roadie and drummer.
Wow.
You can help with organs, and we pay $20 a night. I said, I was making $20 a night in South Carolina. But I came there, and I got paid. And the drummer who got up and left, I didn't realize who it was. I didn't know him. He played with Thelonious Monk. That was Frankie Dunlop.
Well, I understood you were also, you had a regular, I say regular, I mean, being a musician is regular, but, you know, generally to people, there's being a musician and then there's a real job. You had a real job as a medical technologist?
Yeah. I worked at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital during the day. And on the weekends, I played music. So I went to medical school, you know, to have something to fall back on, you know, because the aunt who I lived with, her daughter, my cousin Gert, was a nurse. And my sister in Charleston was a nurse, Mary. And so they said, oh, it would be good to have something to fall back on, you know. So I thought about that. You never know, you know, if you want to make it in this business, a musician, you're leaving, you know. So I thought, okay, I'll have something else to fall back on.
Yeah, but apparently you did really well, and there was just
yeah.
no time
yeah,
for a
right,
medical
yeah.
career.
But my daughter, Emma Alexander, she's going to live out my dream. In the neurosurgeon, I had her shattering nine neurosurgeon in September.
Oh, my.
Working on cadavers in San Diego at a place called Novasive, where they do invasive spinal surgery. And she was there learning.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Back to the 60s, late 60s. Early 70s, that period, you were doing so well as a musician that you eventually, you left New York?
Yeah, I left New York in 75.
Before 75, before, you know, like in the late 60s.
Yeah, came to New York in 66.
Oh, okay.
It might have been 67. The record with Gil Evans?
Yes, Blues Morgan.
That was around 67. Yeah, I was like 18.
But how did you wind up playing with it, and what was that experience?
Oh, because my sister, Mary, at the time, she was in New York, and she was getting married. And what I did is I had my band together. I had Lonnie Liston Smith playing in my band, and I had Billy Harper. And Billy Harper was playing with Gil Evans, I didn't
right.
know. You know, so I had him hire him. I had a gig. And I remember playing at Sandy's, and I had him play at my sister's wedding. And I guess he loved the grooves and stuff. He wrote the song Thoroughbred for Gil Evans on his Blues in Orbit album. And I played drums. And Elvin Jones is on the album, too.
Yeah.
I played on the Blues in Orbit and Thoroughbred. I played, like, on two or three cuts. Yeah,
excellent.
It was great.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That was my first time in studio, too.
How was it working with Gil Evans?
Gil was great. He was a genius. He would just change the music. I was talking about that when I was in the University of North Florida doing 4 days master classes, residency with Miles Smiles, the group I'm with Larry Coryell, Ralph Armstrong, and Wallace Roney. And we also had Joey DeFrancesco in the band, and saxophone player Rick Margitza plays with us, but he was in France, so they didn't bring him over for the residency. But the four of us did that, and I was telling the kids when we did an arranger class, and I explained to them, Gil Evans, when I played with him, how he can just change right on the spot. If something was wrong, he just hair in his head and went to the paper and changed it right there in front of your eyes.
Wow.
He was amazing.
When did you wind up playing with Larry Coryell?
Larry Coryell was 1973, because I had spent, I was a founding member of Weather Report in 1970. It was actually 69. It wasn't called Weather Report, but it was before Joe's Avenue. It was McCoy Tyner in the studio with me and Wayne and Miroslav.
Huh.
Yeah, it was supposed to be McCoy Tyner, but CBS didn't want McCoy. That's why he got Joe. And I had seen Joe, and Joe had seen me play before the Weather Report thing at the Apollo when I was playing with Eugene McDaniels.
Yes.
You know, feel like making love 100 pounds.
Yes.
McCoy guy. Yeah. And me and Miroslav had done that record, a funky record. It was a political record, you know. Spiro Agnew, he got on the case. He was vice president at the time and made sure Atlantic take
right.
it off.
That was Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse.
Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse. Yeah. And all the rappers had some serious... all the rappers had some serious drum beats, breaks,
exactly.
And some serious methods back then. So that applies now.
That's right.
It's like when Jeannie McGann had a vision, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So when Joe Zawinul saw me with Cannonball, and that's another story too. I want to do a little skipping too, because when I was in South Carolina and got scholarships, but we were poor, not destitute, but we didn't have the money. I couldn't afford Florida A&M University. But I met Cannonball at a music camp, and he told me to move to New York, you know. And then, you know, a year later, we were on the same stage. So just luck. Or something, you know, just being talented in the right place at the right time. Because Joe Zawinul knows Miroslav. Miroslav was at the Apollo, with, you know, and he had done the record. So when I did Ozzy Avisca, because you were talking about Promises, Promises, at 19, and that's because of Bobby Thomas, who recently passed, God bless him.
Okay.
I studied with him, because he used to play with Billy Taylor, and I sat in with Billy Taylor. And Billy Taylor I knew from South Carolina. We had a record. And I was so happy I called home. I played with Billy Taylor. I played with Billy. That's all I was saying. I was screaming.
Wow.
At the phone. I played with Billy Taylor. So I made that connection with Billy Taylor and Bobby Thomas. He gave me some lessons. And so it was just like social networking, because Bobby Thomas was doing Promises, Promises, and I got the job. You know, I was playing with Horace Pullman at a club in Harlem, and he brought a young African-American director with him, and it was Harold Wheeler, who's doing Dancing with the Stars. Harold was 25. I was 19, and Harold was going to be the music director for Promises, Promises, because Bobby Thomas went with Billy Taylor across the street to do the TV show, the David Frost TV show.
Yes.
So and I got his drum chair in Promises, Promises. So that was pretty cool. Because he was the first black director on Broadway doing that, and I was the first black drummer, 19, playing the chair. You know, that was $500 a week back then. That was
wow.
Good.
That was very good.
Thank you.
went there because I was asking you about Larry Coryell.
Yeah, because after Weather Report, I went with McCoy Tyner.
Right.
And after 2 years with McCoy and four records, I was at a health food store, and I saw Danny Wise was there. He came and introduced himself. He saw me, recognized me, I guess. Right. He probably seen me with McCoy Tyner at Weather Report.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Alfonso says, I got this guitar player. We got something we're putting together and doing a record and a little group. Would you be interested? I say, sure, why not? Because, you know, I just left McCoy. So I was open. I was free. But I never let it go. So it was great because it was something completely different.
Yeah.
It was like stuff I had done already when I was 21, you know, playing with the Roy Ayers, you know, so it's fusion because we did some fusion stuff with Roy Ayers when I was 21 and I left college to play with Roy Ayers.
To even cut into this. That's Roy Ayers you're listening to. This is Painted Desert from Roy Ayers' Ubiquity. And we're listening to Alphonse Mouzon on drums. And yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff going on in here today. Where are my glasses? Anyway, before this, we heard Rebirth from McCoy Tyner from Sahara. And, wow. I tell you. I want a do-over. Before that, we heard Eugene McDaniel's Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse. Freedom Death Dance. And before that, we heard Thoroughbred by Blues in Orbit. And we opened up the exchange between Alphonse Mouzon, drummer, composer, businessman, record mogul. He has his label, Tenacious Records. He is the president and CEO of Tenacious Records. We heard Essence of Mystery. That was his debut as a leader, the title cut. Alphonse Mouzon is the guest on Sugar in My Bowl this evening. Stay tuned for more. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Everything's sort of like on delay now. The bandstand will be within the hour. And yeah, we'll try to make up where we can. Stay tuned. Thank you.
did the 11th House and wrote music. We're still together. We played this last September.
I saw that. Actually, I caught something on YouTube, but you wrote a song, Cover Girl.
Yeah, the Cover Girl. We'll be right back. I was dating a supermodel at the time. She was Russian and French, you know.
I knew it had something to do with a cover girl. I read somewhere that Roberta Flack and you were dating as well, speaking of Feel Like
Yeah,
Home.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Ann Miles' wife, you know, Betty Davis. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Did you have anything to do with Betty Davis's recordings?
Yeah, I played on one of her records. Uh-oh. Crashing for Bashing for Trashing. Yeah, I'm on that. Yeah.
Oh, you said you love me.
Yes,
WBAI, New York.
Yeah, so you're still playing with Larry Coryell.
Because he's part of Miles Smiles, and we have the 11th House with Randy Brecker, and we still play. Wow. We'll be touring in Europe.
Excellent.
So with Miles Smiles, you know, with all the Shawnee. So those are the two main groups, you know.
Excellent. So when are you coming to New York again?
Well, my record was there playing a lot, but I didn't play New York. I have to come to New York,
yes, to play
the Blue Note or something, yeah.
Or something. Well, look, I want to be able to see you, so... We want as many people as possible to see you when you do come. Let me know when
for sure.
You decide to come.
Yeah. To Miles Smiles, I'll probably be there in New York with Miles Smiles over the 11th House. You know.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back.
Good evening, jazz fans. This is Hank Williams, and welcome to On the Bandstand for January 12th. In this segment of the show, we bring you area listings of Sugar and My Bowl guests so you can experience them live. There are no immediate shows for this week's guest, Alphonse Mouzon, but we'll pass on any updates here and post them on our blog. We're sad to announce to anyone who hasn't heard yet the transition of writer, activist, poet, scholar, and Sugar guest Amiri Baraka. We have information on the funeral next weekend, which I'll announce at the end of the listings. We start this week's listings with drummer Will Calhoun, who leads a trio including pianist Mark Carey at the Iridium on Monday, January 13th. See the Iridium website, theiridium.com, for details. Also appearing Monday and on Monday the 20th is organist Akiko Tsuruga, who leads a trio at Kotobuki Restaurant in Manhattan, 56 3rd Avenue. She also has two midweek shows on the 15th and 16th at Showman's on 125th Street. See her website for show information, which is akikotsuruga.com. That's Akiko, AKIKOTSURUGA.com. Pianist Diane Shore has a week-long run at New York City's Birdland from the 13th to the 18th. Go to birdlandjazz.com for more details. Bassist Christian McBride leads a trio at the Village Vanguard from the 14th to the 19th. See villagevanguard.com for information on these shows. Pianist Anaje Allen Gums appears at Brooklyn Academy of Music's BAM Cafe for free shows on the 17th and 18th. See BAM.org for details on these shows. Drummer Michael Carvin leads an ensemble at Jazz on the Mountain at the Mohonk Mountain House from the 17th to 19th at Bear Mountain. See Mohonk.com for details. Blueswoman Alexis P. Suter is at the Iridium on Sunday the 19th. See TheIridium.com for tickets and info on this show. Finally, we get to Waken funeral arrangements for Amiri Baraka. Both are in Newark. The wake is Friday, January 17th from 4 to 9 p.m. at Metropolitan Baptist Church, 149 Springfield Avenue. The website is mbcnewark.org, or you can call 973-642-2267. That's 973-642-2267. The funeral is on Saturday the 18th, 10 a.m. at Newark Symphony Hall, 1020 Broad Street. Go to NewarkSymphonyHall, all one word, .org. Or you can call 973-643-8014. You can get to both of them by mass transit from New York City, and it goes without saying that you should get there very early to be sure to get inside. That's all for this week. If you missed anything, you can see the listings at the Sugar in My Bowl blog. Go to sugarinmybowl.org and click the link for the blog. Tonight's playlist and audio from this and previous shows are on the website as well. Remember that WBAI is still in serious financial trouble. Help us stay on the air by pledging whatever you can at give2, that's the number 2, WBAI.org, where you can consider becoming a WBAI buddy with a monthly pledge. This is Hank Williams signing off. We'll see you next week, January 19th, on the Bandstand.
Okay. Now, what we were listening to before was Mind Transplant. That was the title cut, Alphonse Mouzon's release. Oh, goodness. Yes, we do have a hole in the universe. Amiri Baraka will be missed. But that also means that we all have to step up our existence and our contribution. Stay tuned.
Hi. Hi, your mama. Hi, this is Roy Ayers. When I'm in New York, I listen to WBAI 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
So after Larry, you know, the 2 years, I left in 75 and came out here.
came to the West Coast.
Yeah, and mainly because, too, I had my first wife, my first ex-wife, we were dating, Linda, and I met her at Blue Note, you know, she was a receptionist. And when I was playing with a lot of house, and I flew in to California, and we played, and I came in, I sent some of my designer clothes, I had my clothes, some of my leather suits and stuff made, you know, and so I went there to pick it up, and I met her there. And then we started dating coast to coast, you know, whatever, and then she came to New York, and when we went out to see the movie Benji, we got robbed.
Oh, no.
My apartment got robbed. You know?
Oh, no. The film about the dog.
Yeah. And after that, I said, okay, I'm moving to California. So I moved to California. And that's why I moved out in 75.
Now, there's one thing I have to ask you. Your hats in the 70s, was that a style that you liked, or did you have someone?
Yeah, it's a style I like, and I just embellish it. And I would have it, draw it out and have a design, give it to Mickey Anderson, my designer, and he would make my leather suits and hats, you know.
Okay.
And shoes, too, because I had my shoes made in London and New York.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I still have those boots and shoes, and I can't fit them. I can't fit in them yet. I had people try to clothes on, and even women that's like real skinny said, dang, how skinny were you? You can hardly fit in this stuff.
Well, you can still wear the hats, right?
I can still wear the hats.
Oh, good.
But I would have to have like a 28 or 29 inch waist. So don't be surprised if you see the funky snake foot hats and stuff back, you know, again. I have him wearing some of my outfits and other stuff.
All right.
Because I have a hat, and I think in one picture, I have Roberta Flack gave me some of the glasses. She gave Miles and stuff.
Oh.
Sunglasses, you know. And I have had it on my dog, Princess.
Oh, sweat.
I'm dressed up, you know, gangster style.
On Facebook?
No, at home. I should post them, though.
Oh, you should. So it says here that you had been doing, I guess once you moved to California, your music was involved in a lot of soap operas.
Oh, yeah. When I came out here, you know, later, you know, I got a lot of shows and stuff. We lost a lot of soap operas, you know.
That's true.
I mean, even the old ones, you don't see the guiding lights, you know.
Right.
You see, maybe as the world turns a little bit. I mean, we had Generations, that was the black, you know, African-American one. That was gone. You know, I was fortunate to take my sister, God bless her, so married, the oldest one, on the set, you know, Generation. I had like 9 or 10 different soap operas playing my music. I've written music, and they used it for the shows. I licensed it to them and made my money, because then I owned it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it has All My Children, Another World, As the World Turns, Days of Our Lives, One Life to Live, etc. Oh, my God, The Guiding Light. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And one of those shows, Santa Barbara, you know, when it was closed, had some big lawsuit because I guess they were using music without paying people, you know, in Europe and stuff. And Nathan East Basis, guess he didn't get any money because, I, you know, what happened? Well, I felt sorry for him because he initiated him and his lawyer, the class act. And I was able to get like $71,000 from
him. Okay. Well, thank you, Nathan East.
I know. I said, thank you. It's an old dinner.
written a song, Virtue, that was recorded by Mongo Santamaria.
Oh, yeah, you know that. I love that. Mongo was the first to do it, and yeah. Bobby Humphrey recorded it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I recorded it. Pancho Sanchez recorded it from his Soul of the Congas drums.
Yeah, you recorded it in 76, and Mongo recorded it in 72.
All right, we are listening to a version of Virtue, Alphonse Mouzon's version of Virtue. Before that, we heard Mongo Santamaria's version of Virtue. Alphonse Mouzon's version is the title cut. That was the name of his release. And, see, before that, yeah, like I said, Mongo Santamaria, that's from Up From the Roots. It's a 1972 Atlantic Records release. And as I mentioned before, Mind Transplant was the song that was played. Before that, we heard Crashing for Passion, Betty Davis. And that was the title cut. Before that, we heard Cover Girl by Larry Coryell and 11th House. Before that, we heard Painted Desert, Roy Ayers from Roy Ayers, Ubiquity. Rebirth, we heard that before from McCoy Tyner. That's from the release Sahara. Oh boy. And before that we heard Freedom Death Dance by Eugene McDaniels from Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse. I know I've read this before, but I'm sort of just going through everything. Thoroughbred from Blues in Orbit. Gil Evans release, written by Billy Harper. Before that, we heard The Essence of Mystery from Alphonse Mouzon. That's the title track, and it's Alphonse Mouzon's release, his debut release, excuse me, as a leader. And before that, we heard from Orbit, Blues in Orbit. What did I try to play? I play Blues in Orbit, as a matter of fact. And before that, we heard... what did we hear? We heard from Amiri Baraka. We heard two from Black and Beautiful, Soul of Madness. We heard Unity, and before that we heard Beautiful Black Women, which was dedicated to Miri Baraka's wife, Amina Baraka. I send my condolences to the Baraka family, to the Jones family as well, to the Ramsey family, to all of us who are adjusting to this absence, physical absence, because the lessons are there. He taught us stuff. So, yeah, before... and I'd also like to send condolences to the friends and relatives and fans of Roy Campbell, trumpeter Roy Campbell. Some folks may remember that Roy Campbell was one of the persons who participated in the Billy Bang special that we did. He shared his thoughts about Billy Bang. Roy Campbell, composer, trumpeter, just all-around really cool guy, was... he transitioned the same Thursday that Amiri Baraka did. There are funeral... there's information about that. I'll have to find it. I also have to announce that there's an event going on at Paris Blues, held by the Bifo Quartet, Thibaut Kwabena and the Bifo Quartet, featuring Portis Kumba Ama. That's going to be Tuesday, January 14th at 9 p.m. from 9 to 1 a.m. You can call 646-533-5340 for more information. That's 646-533-5340. Or you can email Atiba, A-T-I-B-A, at sungaijelly, sungaijelly.com. That's Atiba, A-T-I-B-A, at sungaijelly.com. songhaidjeli.com. Stay tuned for more Sugar in My Bowl and Alphonse Mazzone. You know, if you become a fan of Sugar in My Bowl on Facebook, you will be able to follow us and know what we're doing. As a matter of fact, our guest next week will be Steve Turay. I generally don't like to say that on the air of what we're doing next. So you come to Facebook and you'll be able to follow us. Also to mention, where is it? Do I have it here? Yes. To repeat the information for the wake for Amiri Baraka. It is Friday, January 17th from 4 to 9 p.m. at Metropolitan Baptist Church, 149 Springfield Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, 973-642-2267 for more information, or you can go to www.mbcnewark.org. That's www.mbcnewark.org. The funeral is Saturday, January 18th, at 10 a.m. at Newark Symphony Hall, 1020 Broad Street, 973-643-8014. 973-643-8014. Or you can go to www.newarksymphonyhall.org. Hank had called me while the show was trying to get this together, and Imhotep, Gary Bird, had announced that saved the date. Saturday, February 8th, at the Schomburg, there will be a memorial for Amiri Baraka. I'm guessing that space will change because it's small. But it's going to be held on Saturday, February 8th, a memorial for Amiri Baraka. And, so let's go back to... I got a list here. Which is it? Virtue. Alphonse Mouzon's version of his song, Virtue. I may not have time to play the music that I want to play. I'm hoping I do, because the liner notes was actually, the reissue liner notes was written by one of our former Sugar guests, Pat Thomas, and that would be Les McCann. What is it? Wait, hold on for a sec. Yeah, Invitation to Openness. Pat Thomas wrote the liner notes for that. So, anyway, stay tuned. This is WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. And as a matter of fact, if you go to the archives of Sugar in My Bowl, all of this will be corrected. I'm going to give you the show you were supposed to hear. To 99.5 FM, Sugar in My Bowl is the name of the... Let's try that again. WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. And once again, I'd like to thank the Winter Jazz Festival folks for putting together a nice set of performances. Stay tuned.
And I've written music for Herbie Hancock, for Jeremy Steig, 11th House, Poussey was my dance group, early 80s with Poussey.
Now, I was just going to mention Herbie Hancock because you had there was a hit in the 80s, Stars in Your Eyes. Well, it features Sheila Escovedo, Sheila E., on percussion.
Percussion, yeah.
And Greg Walker, who sang with Santana.
Santana.
Yeah, he does the lead vocals on that.
Thank you.
miles away. Might as well be talking to the walls. Maybe they'll hear what I've got to say. It's the same old story about somebody with a dream, looking for the glory, no matter how far. Future things, you've got stars in your eyes. There's a whole world out there for you. You've got stars in your eyes. What are you gonna do? You've got stars in your eyes. There's a whole world out there for you. Yeah, baby. Express your feelings. Maybe one day the whole world will know. Put a sail on your dreams and go sail. It's the same old story about somebody with a dream, looking for the glory, no matter how far the future seems.
Is it on that Monster recording?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I did like four songs I've written for Herbie.
Nice. I have a question about with Les McCann.
We still playing together.
That's right. What was the story on Invitation to Openness? I noticed that
when I was with Weather Report, he wanted something like he wanted to do instrumental, and he had Burnout Purdy on the left channel,
right.
I'm on the right channel.
Okay.
And he wanted me to play that stuff I'm playing with Weather Report. You know?
Oh, wow. That's
and he had Usuff Lateef, and we did a sort of jazz thing, instrumental, all instrumental. It is so great, you know,
yeah.
So musical, and you wouldn't think that's Les McCann. Well,
no, I was surprised when I heard it, and pleasantly surprised. That was wonderful.
going to try to be quick. That's Yusef Lateef that we're hearing back there on flute. And he's playing tenor sax and pneumatic, plum blossom and temple bells and flute and oboe on other recordings. Pneumatic flute and oboe on other recordings. David Spinoza on guitar and electric guitar. Cornell Dupree on electric guitar. Corky Hale on harp. Jody Christian on electric piano. Bill Salter on electric bass. Bill Salter, yay. Yay, every musician. Jimmy Rosser on bass. Bernard Purdy on drums, as mentioned previously. Al Muzone also on drums. Donald Dean, it says here, is on drums. I guess that's another recording. William Buck Clark on African drums and percussion. Ralph McDonald on percussion. And, as mentioned, our former Sugar guest, Pat Thomas of Listen Whitey, the book Listen Whitey and the CD, wrote the reissue liner notes on this. So, thank you, Pat. And let's see, before that we heard Stars in Your Eyes, written by Alphonse Mouzon for Herbie Hancock, from the Monster release. I got it from an Essential Herbie Hancock 2-CD set. And where is that? 2006 Sony Music release. That's it. You know how this writing gets so small. And I'm wearing the glasses right now, so... Yeah, 2006. And let's see, before that, did we mention everything before that? Yeah, Virtue. That was it. Alphonse Mouzon's version of Virtue. Stay tuned for more of Invitation to Openness, Les McCann. Les McCann, Les McCann. Yes. And I agree with everything Alphonse Mouzon says after this song finishes. Stay tuned for more Sugar in My Bowl with Alphonse Mouzon. My name is Joyce Jones. It is...
He's playing beautiful Fender Rhodes and
yes.
colors and stuff and
yes.
all that. And there's some grooves there and some really nice stuff to set it up. You know what? I think they should re-release it again and just promote it.
Yeah.
Send it to radio again, you know,
yeah.
do a whole campaign. It's a classic. But we're still playing together.
You had a singer.
Yeah, Lee Hartley. And she's like a great singer and like an agent. She books herself who has.
And
you're not left for 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And I'd like to thank Lee Hartley for helping us get it together.
right.
So thank you, Lee Hartley. There's so much. You worked on so many recordings with so many people. You played with Al DiMeola.
Al's first solo record was called The Land of the Midnight Sun for
yeah.
CBS. And even Jocko was the first time he, according to Al, recorded.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that was the first time.
I didn't know either. But me and Jocko recorded in 1976 a record called Trilogy. And Berlin Jeff was a trombonist named Albert Mangelstoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can buy that on YouTube. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Just the three of us. The video's out, and the CD album was released back then and out now to reissues. There's a weather report DVD. I still didn't get paid for that. Somebody
Uh-oh.
Put it on Spain. Of us in Hamburg, and then somebody put it on. That's some great stuff. I didn't realize I was singing on it.
Uh-oh.
Hitting those high notes. It was great. On the first record, first weather report, I sang on a song called Tears, written by Wayne Shorter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oftentimes I've noticed in my gathering information that it's almost like they call Billy Cobham when they can't get you or something.
Yeah, maybe they did, vice versa. But I know we were running parallel each other, you know, back
right.
then.
Right.
And, but the fusion drummers were Tony Williams, actually. Tony, myself, Billy, Lenny White, you know.
Right.
The old school.
Do you get to meet up and talk about the time?
Sometimes I see, you know, because I'm close with Lenny, so,
okay.
you know, when I see Lenny.
Tenacious Records, you've been recording solo releases during all of this plentiful work that you've been doing. How did you start Tenacious Records?
Yeah, just another thing, but wanting to be autonomous and not get ripped off like I was from record companies. So in 1992, I started my own label and started putting my own releases out. And I released my son's, Alphonse Philippe Mouzon. He's a hip-hop artist. So I gave it a little old-school jazz funk and stuff to it, and some rock on it.
Huh.
Emma is singing on it when she was like 14, singing all the harmonies and real nice hooks. You know, I played all the instruments on it. And then I had Karen Tanyang, soul singer. She sang in one cut. She's from the Philippines. Yeah, she used to live in L.A., but in Vegas now. And she's singing on a cut. It's a great record called The Main Attraction.
Let's talk about Angel Face. Emma's on the cover of Angel Face.
Emma Alexandra Mouzon, yeah.
Yes.
A future neurosurgeon.
Yes.
She's singing on the song called Stepping Stones. Wallace Rodney's on trumpet. Ernie Watts on sax. Kenny Barron is on piano. I'm on drums. And Kristen McBride is on bass.
Wow.
And Emma's on vocals.
How do you get all these people to play with you?
They love me, I guess.
Yes.
I guess I can keep a beat.
That is wonderful. And I notice on your recordings on Tenacious Records, there are generally all of these, you know, including yourself, all of these other, you know, sharp cats. I mean, how do you decide who's going to play with you?
Yeah, that's because I know the personality. I know the sound I'm going for
uh-huh.
and the style, like casting director. You know?
Yeah.
I know who's right for the part, because I'm being an actor, and I cast them in their part.
That's another thing. You were an actor.
Yeah, I am.
Yes. You were in That Thing You Do?
I wrote music, you know, uh-huh. the jazz club scene, and I acted, had a little part there.
Uh-huh.
The Dukes is the last record with Peter Bogdanovich, Robert Davi, and Chaz Palminteri.
Oh.
I played one of the three, I'm not Italian, it's an Italian-American film, but there are two Italians and a black guy.
Right.
Yeah. I played Ray Simone. I guess it was written for Italian, but I took over the part here.
Excellent.
Rob is a good friend of mine and my neighbor, so it was cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. I really
yeah.
love seeing him.
Yeah, he's great. He's singing too. Great singer. He's
really?
Sinatra. He's
wow.
got his stuff. Now he's singing a lot.
Wow. He does
Vegas
a good bad
stuff,
guy.
Yeah, he was singing in the Goonies. He was just singing.
Wow. How do you get your roles as an actor? Do you audition or?
No. I was luckily. Well, I have an agent who sent me out, and I never get anything. I got stuff on my own.
Okay.
Before the agent, I got my own jobs. The First Daughter, with Katie Holmes and Michael Keaton and Forrest Whitaker. He directed it.
Wow.
And I was on a set, this what they call, not moonlighting or something, when musicians, you see them in the band playing on the stage, you know? And I said, I always thought that was cool. You know, it's like an extra, but they're on the bandstand. And this drummer called me to do it because he couldn't do it.
Oh.
And I didn't know who was going to be on the set, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I went and I said, man, Michael Keaton, I didn't know who the heck Katie Holmes were. You know, had I known, I would have taken some pictures with her. I saw her. She looked like a 14-year-old kid. So I just walked by her, went to Michael Keaton, and I said, oh, Mr. Keaton, how are you doing?
Uh-huh.
I said, man, I love you. And
Beetlejuice.
I name all his films, and with the Snowman, Frosty, or something. You know, Mel, that was so sad. And he was, so I mentioned another film, Batman. I said, you're the best Batman. You're the best Batman. And I said, I'm Alphonse Buzon. And he went, Alphonse Buzon, no sh-. I said, wow, he knew my record, by all means. He was a fan.
Wow.
It blew me away. I went, wow, that made my day. You know, then we became good buddies. We were hanging out on the set.
Stepping stone.
All right, we need to get out of here. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I haven't been able to play Emma. Sorry, Alphonse. But as I mentioned, we'll make it right on sugarinmybowl.org. But I'm glad that I was able to present what I have this evening. Go to sugarinmybowl.org, where we have the information about the wake and funeral for Amamu Amiri Baraka on the bandstand. Yeah, you'll find all the announcements for the events. And we're also, Hank is working on, our associate producer is working on a... What is it called? He's working on a wrap-up of the Winter Jazz Fest. So we'll cover it as we saw it. All right, stay tuned. Coming up next is La Nueva Alternativa. They are ready right now. So we can listen to a little bit of Alphonse and Irma Muzon as we get out, Alexandria Muzon, as we get out of here. Next week, Mo Sugar. Stay tuned to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
Hello, bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez.
I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.